B92.1 Super Important News with Mikey and the Missus.
It's brought to you by Taylor Andrews Academy. You're saving big every day of the week over at Taylor Andrews Academy. Check out their Facebook page for their daily specials.
All right, so say you are living in an apartment and you're about to get evicted.
Right.
And you want to stop them from evicting you.
Sure.
How do you go about doing that?
Say, please, sir, don't evict me and my family.
And you use that accent?
Uh-huh. Okay. Everybody's a sucker for a British orphan. Nobody can resist those charms.
My name happens to be Oliver.
Yeah.
Please, sir, it's cold outside.
So a woman in Massachusetts tried to stop cops from carrying out an eviction.
Mm.
This was how she decided to do it. She unleashed thousands of bees on them.
Oh, that's short-sighted. That's not. It's not like they're going to be like, you know what? We're going to let her keep the place. We're not going to retaliate in any way later.
So she pulled up in an SUV that was towing several beehive boxes. Then she tipped one of the boxes over and smashed the lid to make the bees aggressive.
Oh, my gosh.
She also put on a beekeeper's outfit and carried a stack of boxes to the front door to stop the cops from going inside.
This is a supervillain origin story right here. This is crazy. This is like the first time out. I am the bee master.
So several officers and bystanders got stung after bees swarmed the place. A few cops were allergic, and one had to go to the hospital. But
jeez.
Luckily, everyone is okay, and she did get arrested.
Wow. Wow. So she get evicted or?
Well,
she's good?
She's in jail now, so she doesn't have a place to
stay.
She
just moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of more bug news.
Yeah.
Scientists think they have finally figured out why some people are mosquito magnets. Are you a mosquito magnet?
Sort of, yeah.
I don't think you are. You don't typically have mosquito bites.
Well, that's because we live here. But if you go to a humid place like Michigan or Minnesota.
No, but like, and also you rarely are outside.
Yeah. How would you know? The only tan I get is from light bulbs inside. Yeah.
I feel like I'm a mosquito magnet, and I feel like our 7-year-old is a mosquito magnet.
Sure. Tons of bites.
Yeah. Our other kids don't get them as much. Well, scientists figured that they are attracted to a specific acid in skin oil.
Really?
Some of us produce more of it, and there's not much you can do about it.
Oh, man. Oh. How about that?
Yeah, so get over it, guys.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes love you regardless.
Now, what about chick magnets? Do we know what that is?
Chickpea magnets are pita chips.
Pawnee is very proud of that one. Not sure why, but...
Because chickpeas make hummus.
Got it.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. We're going to talk about dogs now. Now, this is our insect animal news.
This is the animal kingdom.
Yeah. There's a new study out that shows that all dogs seem to notice when humans are incompetent.
Really?
Yes. They notice it. Here's the thing. Male dogs don't care when you're incompetent. So say you're trying to open a can of food for them.
Uh-huh.
Male dogs don't seem to care.
Right.
Female dogs judge you for it.
So females are the same no matter what animal, no
yes,
matter what species?
Absolutely.
God dang
yes,
it.
Yes, they dislike incompetence.
Okay, so female dogs are super judgy.
Yes.
What about gay boy dogs?
I don't know.
Because in my experience, those have been the two main groups that have been judgy with me.
Yep. You're listening to
The Mikey and the Missus Show.
Today's hit music.
B92.1.